Well, last week we began a series, and the series title is, I Want to Leave Something Here. God wants us to all leave something here. We're not here to pass time and suck air. God showed us last week in the scripture that you're not only saved from something, from what would you be saved? Hell? Maybe, right? But you're also saved for something. For what are you saved? Uh-oh. See, we all know what we're saved from. But how many of us know what we're saved for? You see, Ephesians 2 talks about you're saved by grace, and that's not of yourself. It's a gift, lest any man can boast. You did nothing to get saved. But you're saved for or unto good works. You're saved for something. And so God wants us to understand that and to leave it here. Leave something here. Make our life count. Do something that matters. Make a difference while we're here. Saved for something. The title of last week's message was Stop Looking Back. It's this first one right here beside the screen. God wants us to stop looking back. God said, I want you to stop looking back and I want you to focus forward. Press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Find what you're here to do and then do it. We talked about that. God saved us to do some things. Stop looking back. Don't be like Lot's wife. She looked back and what happened to her? Became a pillar of salt. Accomplished nothing. Killed everything around her. Don't be like the children of Israel. Get hung up on the past with the onions and the cucumbers and the leeks and the garlics. There's a land of milk and honey awaiting each one of us. There's a promised land that God has for you. But you can't look back and obtain it. Your past will only stop you. Your past can only stop you and hurt you. Your future is where God wants you to go and what He wants you to do. Stop looking back. And that was a very good message, if I say so myself. That was good. Today, we want to talk about take time to dance. And of course, you know I'm not talking specifically about dancing. Now, I will be talking about that some, but that's not specifically what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is taking time to be refreshed. Taking time in our lives to de-stress. If you're going to be successful in life, you're going to have stress. And the more successful you become, the more stress you will have. Successful people encounter stress nearly every day. But successful people learn to deal with it. Stress will stop you. Stress will make you sick mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And if you do not learn ways to de-stress, it will stop you from leaving something here. You got to take time to dance. No successful person that I find in the Bible ever went through life without stress. And that includes Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus stressed so badly one time that his sweat became as great drops of blood. And it was at that moment, at that stressful time, that it nearly stopped him from fulfilling his purpose in life. Three times he asked the Father, is there some other way? Stress will stop you. Stress will hold you back. Stress will keep you from accomplishing what you're here to do. It can turn you into a pillar of salt. It'll cause you to have a tombstone in your wilderness and never encounter your promised land. Stress is an enemy, and stress will destroy you. So we've got to learn how to handle stress. We've got to learn how to dance, and that's what I'm talking about. Now, as I started studying this, I looked the word stress up and in the dictionary, and I wanted to see what the word meant. And so I found three basic definitions that I want to talk to you about, and they will weave themselves through this lesson. But the word stress, its primary meaning and purpose is a musical term. It's when a note or a chord, but specifically a note, is emphasized again and again and again, and it becomes the stress note. It becomes what the composer stresses. And I was thinking about that. You know, life gets like that, doesn't it? One note in our life, one deal, one child, one boss, one bill. One thing about our lives continue to stress us all the way through our life, and it becomes the song we play. It becomes the music we make. And if we're not cautious, that one stress note will stress our life from beginning to end. Until we learn how to deal with stress, that thing will haunt us and we'll continuously play it over and over and over again. And it becomes the note that we leave rather than leaving really something here that matters. Stress is something sometimes that stresses us down. You gotta learn how to dance. You gotta learn how to de-stress. And if you don't, then you will become physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually ill. It will get you. It's deadly. Another thought that went along with stress as I looked the word up was, is its potential to cause us physical and mental specifically, but of course spiritually as well, problems. Stress produces in our system something called vasoconstrictors. That's an agent that causes the narrowing of the opening of the blood vessels and arteries. You know, when you get cold, what causes you to freeze death is that your veins and your arteries close up and your blood doesn't flow. And if you're a smoker, then that's what nicotine does to you as well. Nicotine causes your blood vessels and arteries to constrict and to close up. Well, that's what stress does. Stress does the same thing, and it causes all sorts of physical problems. And so as I looked this up, I thought it was interesting. I found this article that a guy named P. DeVito wrote at Harvard. It was a health letter, and the title of his writing was, Can Stress Make You Sick? And here's what he says. I want to read this whole thing to you. As many as 25% of the U.S. population suffers from the negative effects of stress. And approximately 50% of all general medical patients are suffering from stress-related problems. Let me make sure we get that. 50% of all medical problems are stress-related. Think about that. Several studies conducted confirm that stress is positively correlated with incidences of physical illness. Positively correlated. It is also becoming common knowledge that many physical diseases are either related to or can be worsened by excessive stress. Stress reduction is becoming a part of treatment and prevention. You get that? Treatment and prevention of many diseases. Even insurance companies are paying. Man, I can make $1 million here. Even insurance companies are paying for programs such as ones that reverse heart disease. Wow. Which include learning stress reduction techniques. Would you say that back to me? Stress reduction techniques. Say that. Stress reduction techniques. See, we've got to learn how to dance. We've got to learn how to de-stress. If we don't, our time can be cut short. Stress will shorten our time, hold us back, hinder us from accomplishing all the things that God has for us. That article said that 50% of medical problems are stress-related. Let me put that another way for you. 50% of the people can be healed right now if they'll learn how to deal with stress. Wow. You got to take time to dance. We got to learn how to de-stress. There's another meaning here that went along with this word that I want to talk with you about as well. It's the word, it's a physics word. And what this word means is to stress by force. You know, when you put stress on something or strain something, then it has a tendency to rip or tear. Like if I put stress on this paper, it begins to rip and tear, right? I'm stressing it. And sometimes our lives begin to look like this piece of paper. Your life ever felt like this? Huh? You were just ripped and torn? Sometimes life gets like this. And it's not because of him or her or the child. What you've allowed to happen is stress in your life rip you apart. And what God wants us to take time to do is learn how to de-stress, to stop the ripping, to figure a way to stop the toxins from coming into our beings and ripping us apart physically and mentally and spiritually. And doing what I've done for as long as I've done it, 20 years now, I have literally seen lives ripped like this in stressful situations. I've seen people literally ripped out of the kingdom. I've seen people literally become basket cases because of stress. They can't handle it. It's releasing stuff in their body. They get sick physically. It's releasing mental conditions and their mind. They're losing their minds. Their emotions are shattered. Yelling and screaming at everything and anyone. And I've seen them ripped out of the kingdom of God. Just totally stop serving the Lord and backslide. It's stress related. Stress related. And it was interesting to me that physical science, medical science, physiology, psychological science, and all of these things are now learning that things are stress related and that we need stress reduction techniques. Now, what was so interesting to me about that is because God's given us stress reduction techniques since the beginning. All the way back to the book of Genesis, we find stress reduction techniques. In fact, the very first one that we learn is from Father God himself. And he shows us a stress reduction technique that if we don't employ this, then we're going to experience stress. You remember creation. God worked through creation and he created, you know, the creation in 6 days. And then the Bible says that on the seventh day he did something. What did he do? He de-stressed. Let me read this to you in Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. From all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because, now get why he blessed the seventh day. Because that in it, he had rested from all his work. Did he bless it because it was the seventh day, or did he bless it because in it he rested? Yeah, see that? He rested because in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Now notice that God sanctified that seventh day because. It's the emphasis here is not on the seventh day. The emphasis here is on the rest, or the de-stressing. This is what the emphasis is really on. And he sanctified it. Now, sanctified is just a Christianese word that really means something is so important that it's separated from everything else. If something is sanctified unto God, that means that it's taken out of its normal use and it's put over here so that God can use it. You and I are sanctified. We are sanctified to be taken from the world and put into the use and the service of the kingdom of God. But when we sanctify this, when it becomes so important that a day is sanctified, what he's telling us here is to take a day and sanctify it so that you do nothing but rest. Now we're going to be talking about this. He doesn't even want you talking about stressful things. He don't want you thinking about them. He wants you to sanctify this day and from all your work, take time. Take time. We're going to be looking at this. But this is what he said. It's important. It was important enough for God to make it a principle in his word. One of the very first principles that he teaches us in the book of Genesis, in the second chapter of the Bible, is you've got to take time to dance or de-stress. This is what he's saying to us. It's important. Later in the law of Moses, Moses imposed upon the people a day to de-stress. It became a law. It was that important. It's called the Sabbath. Okay. What's interesting is that in 115, in the King James Version, in 115 different verses, this word Sabbath is used. That is a major doctrine. And the reason that the Sabbath is the Sabbath is because it is a day to rest. And in it, we don't do anything but rest our minds, rest our bodies, rest our spirits, rest our emotions. In it, we cease from all our work. In that time, and what's special about the time is the rest, we take time to dance or we take time to de-stress. It was interesting to me as I looked at this that Moses wrote the law. Moses was given the law, you know, the commandments of the Lord and the law of Moses. He was given it about this de-stressing time, this taking this day to de-stress. And it was interesting that Moses never did it. Moses wrote the principle, but never lived the principle. Most of us know that we're supposed to take time to de-stress. But how many of us really do? We know we should. We know physically, emotionally, and mentally, this is what I need to do. But how many of us really do it? Moses never did. Even though he was given the law and wrote the law, Moses never learned. Do you know that Moses is referred to more than anyone else in the Bible as about being the angriest man that ever lived? I mean, the Bible talks more about Moses being angry than it does anyone else in the Bible. Again and again and again and again, it talks about Moses' anger. And he was wroth. And Moses' anger burned hot. You know, I mean, the guy was like this with people. People did this to Moses. They ripped him. And Moses would get so stressed out that he would explode. One day, God says, Moses, I want you and Aaron to go down to the rock, and I want you to speak to the rock. And from that rock, water's going to come forth, and you're going to sanctify me before the people. And again, you're going to set me apart so that people will know I love them, I want to take care of them, you're going to sanctify me. So Moses was going through one of these times, you know. He was angry with the people, he was upset. But he went down there, he and Aaron went down, and in Numbers 20, verses 10 through 12, let me read it to you. This is what happened. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now, you rebels, must we... Now, who did he say to sanctify? Must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, don't miss this, because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Moses, you're not going in. You have allowed stress to stop you from experiencing your promised land. Moses, along with the rest of that generation and Aaron, died in the wilderness. Stress will stop you from your land of milk and honey. Stress will stop you from experiencing all that God has for you and the abundant life that He wants to give you. Stress stopped Moses and it stopped Aaron. And let me say this, how many of us has ever allowed stress to cause us to say a dirty word? Now, I know you probably haven't, but I have. I've gotten so aggravated that, How many of you has ever allowed stress to cause you to hit something or someone? See, that's what stress does. You're not sanctifying God. When we allow stress to build up in us, our children see us in rages, our spouse see us, people see us at work. We say mean things. We do mean things. And it stops us from experiencing all that God has for us. And we might as well build a tombstone in the wilderness. Stress is dangerous. And we got to learn how to take time to dance. We got to learn how to take time to de-stress for our physical good, for our emotional good, for the good of our family, for the good of people that are around us. Aaron was Moses' brother. Moses' anger stopped Aaron from going in. Stress is a powerful force, and it gets in us, and it rips us, and it releases toxin in us, and it wants to stop us. Let's do what the Bible says, right? In Exodus chapter 23, verses 10 through 13, here's what it says. For 6 years you are to sow your fields and harvest the crops, but during the seventh year, let the land lie unplowed and unused. I want to stop there just a second. What God is saying here is the principle is don't plow this year. Let it cultivate itself. Let the land heal itself. Let it grow, let it grow up, and then turn all this under the next year, and it will become like fertilizer, and it will enhance the ground. You see, our bodies are created to heal themselves. God says, the life is in the blood. Our bodies can heal itself unless we're releasing all this stuff in it. Right? So it's the principle of the same thing. Is that let it rest. You got to rest. And so he goes on to say here, he says here, 6 days do your work, but on the seventh day do not work. Be careful to do everything I said to you. Do not invoke the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips. God says, every seventh day you need to de-stress. You need to sanctify that day. You need to make it special. And you need to de-stress. And then every once in a while you need to do something really radical, like take a whole year off. But that would cause most of us more stress because we can't handle that financially. Right? Well, that's a good idea. What was interesting to me in this passage is that in the same context that he's talking about de-stressing, he also says, do not invoke the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips. You see, when we do take that time, when we take that seventh day and we chill, God doesn't want us talking about that stuff. He doesn't want us talking about those things that stress us. He wants us to totally stop from all our work. He doesn't want those things coming out of our mouth. He wants us to decease, de-stress from all those things. See, what happens to us is when we are stressing, we have allowed something, we've given something a doorway, and it's come in. And all of a sudden, it's releasing toxin into our bodies. All of a sudden, it becomes the note we want to talk about. How many of you know people who will get on something that's stressing them and will not shut up? I mean, that's the note they're singing. That's the song they play. And they'll play it forever unless something happens. You know anybody like that? Stop talking about it, he says. Don't let this be a god to you. Don't let it rip you. Learn to take time to dance. De-stress. De-stress. I'll tell you a story. I don't think it's true because it's about two lumberjacks. One was named Crazy Swing and one was named Buzzsaw. So don't think it's true, but it is a real good story. Crazy Swing and Buzzsaw are lumberjacks, and they're being paid to clear this field, and they get paid by the trees they lay, by the trees they chop. So this particular day, Crazy Swing wants to make a lot of money. So he goes out there at daylight, and he starts whacking away. He's chopping. Well, at the normal time, Buzzsaw shows up, and he goes to work, but it seems like Buzzsaw's working at about half the pace that Crazy Swing is working. Buzzsaw, from time to time, will take a break and eat lunch and just sit down for a while. Crazy Swing's just swinging, 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 never stop swinging, doesn't stop for lunch, doesn't take any breaks. Well, of course, by the end of the day, Crazy Swing is completely exhausted. He's aching from head to toe. He's grumpy and irritable and just mad, you know, because he's so tired. Buzzsaw's laughing, making jokes, cutting up. They start counting trees. Found out that Buzzsaw had actually cut down more trees than Crazy Swing. Crazy Swing says, "How did you do that? I didn't stop. I didn't even stop for lunch. I didn't stop for anything. I didn't take a break. You're sitting there all the time. You're sitting over there. You eat lunch. You take breaks. How did you outwork me?" Buzzsaw said, "Did you not notice that while I was resting, I was sharpening my axe?" What taking time to de-stress does for all of us is sharpens our axe. It sharpens your body. It sharpens your mind. It sharpens your spirit. We need to take time to sharpen our axe. We need to take time to de-stress. We get a lot more done. And we feel a whole lot better about what we do accomplish. As I was studying, I read this about the natives in the jungle who have a saying. And the saying is this: "We are going to rest today so that our souls can catch up with our bodies." We're going to rest today so our souls can catch up with our bodies. What that really means is they had lost their minds. Ever done that? Ever been so stressed about something that you lost your mind? Happens. Happens all the time because of stressful situations and stressful time. See, God's given us an owner's manual. It's called His Word. It's called the Bible. And in that owner's manual, if we will do what that owner's manual tells us to do, we'll live long lives. Everything will work as it should. It's like if you purchase a car. We just purchased a new one. But we got an owner's manual with it. And this owner's manual, if I will do the maintenance that this owner's manual tells me to do, that car is supposed to last me for a long, long time. If we will do the maintenance that God tells us in His owner's manual, you will last a long, long time. And you will accomplish something, and you will leave something here that matters. It's all depending on learning how to deal with stress. Stress is an enemy. And we've got to learn how to take time to dance. Ecclesiastes 3:4 says that there's a time to dance. It says this: a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. See, just as there's a time in life when we've got to take time to do these things, mourn, weep, laugh, it's also just as important to take a time to de-stress. You can't stress while you're dancing. I mean, you can't be worrying about all the stuff that's going on in your life if you're really de-stressing. Jesus took time to de-stress. I don't know if you knew that or not, but He did. In Mark chapter 6, verse 31 is one of those times when He took His apostles and they just de-stressed. It says there, "Then because so many people were coming and going, that they did not even have a chance to eat, He said to them, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.'" Life ever like that with you? Coming, going, hauling the kids here, hauling the kids there, this appointment, that meeting, this deadline, that deadline. See, it gets so stressful sometimes that you just got to find time to go and de-stress and rest. If we're going to leave something here that matters, we've got to get alone and spend some time alone with Jesus. That's what He said, right? "Come alone with me for a while. De-stress." I want to talk a minute about de-stressing being worship. You see, I keep mentioning this term, take time to dance. And I know you got what I'm talking about. I know you understand what I'm trying to convey to you. But it was interesting as I looked in the scriptures and I found where people literally danced. It was interesting because they were at some of the most stressful times you can imagine. It was a releasing of the stress. It was a de-stressing time. Book of Exodus tells us about a time like that. You remember the time the children of Israel had been kept in bondage in Egypt for all of those 400 years. And so God delivers them. And as they're coming out, following the cloud, they're led to the Red Sea. And they find themselves in this very stressful situation. They are backed up against the Red Sea. The Pharaoh's army out there and the Red Sea back here with no place to go. Very stressful time. And then God miraculously, of course, opens up the Red Sea. And they go across on dry land. Now, you got to imagine, have you ever had a life, had your life like that? You know, no matter which way you looked, it looked bad. You know, there was something out there that was going to get you. And then it seems there's a way to get out of this. But man, if this thing collapses, it's all over. You know, and no matter where you look, it looks tough. Of course, what happened is God opened it up, made a way for them, just as he will always do for you and I. And they went across. And as soon as they got across, they de-stressed. Here's what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 20. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with what? Dances. Is that singular or plural? It's plural. Dances. When they got across, they de-stressed. And Miriam broke out the tambourines, and they all took off doing their own dance. God's given you a dance. God's given you a way to de-stress. God's given you a tambourine, and he wants you to play it. God's given you a way to release this stuff that's going on in your life. He's given you a dance. He's given us dances. Everyone had his or her dance going on. See, my point is that dancing, literally, is a way of de-stressing. The Bible calls it a way of worship. Come here on Sundays, I encourage you to dance. I hope you dance. You cannot come in here and really enjoy praise and worship and get into it and stress. If you really enter into praise and you really enter into worship, you're going to shake loose those shackles that are holding you. If you really do, it is one of the greatest stress release that you can ever have. I went through something years ago, and it was like on a Saturday it happened, and on Sunday I had to come here. I mean, it was one of the worst moments in my life, but I promise you, I praised with all of my might. I had to de-stress. It was about driving me crazy. I'm telling you, if you will come in here with a proper attitude and learn to dance, take time to dance, really enter into the praise and the worship the way the Bible says to do it, you will de-stress. You will release that stuff. And you'll go out of here clear-headed and clear-minded. Your spirit will be built up and be healthy. You'll be sharpening your axe. Take time to dance. The Bible tells us a story about King David bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. It's a very interesting story. The Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God for Jerusalem. And the Philistines had captured it, and it had been out of the children of God's presence for 20 years. And David was now king, and David determined that he was going to go get it. So he went to obtain it, and it became a very stressful time. See, it was supposed to be a very happy time, but it became a very stressful time. You ever experienced something like that? It was supposed to be fun, you know, like marriage was supposed to be fun, and all of a sudden you find out that it's a little stressful sometimes. David went through this stressful time. This man named Uzzah died bringing the ark back into town. And so David had to figure out how to get the ark back in town. He wanted it so desperately and so badly, but he didn't want anyone else to die. And he sure didn't want to. So he figured it out, and he would go very, very slow. He would take a few paces, and then he would do a sacrifice. He would take a few paces, and then he would do a sacrifice. See, we're like that. We want something so desperately, but it's so stressful. It's so slow. We just seem like we're hardly moving. And it's so sacrificial. It's taking everything to get this to happen. Excuse me. But finally, when you get there, finally, when you get a breakthrough, it's time to de-stress. They swung those gates to Jerusalem open, and in came David. Let me show you, let me read you this verse. It's in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14. It says, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod." A linen ephod is sort of an undergarment that went under the robe. David didn't care who saw him. His wife even made fun of him, but David didn't care. He said, you got to take time to dance. You got to learn how to release that stuff off of you and shake loose and learn how to de-stress. It's that important. Did David leave something here? Did Jesus leave something here? Did the apostles leave? See, when you really look at these people, they had ways of de-stressing. Successful people find a way. Successful people learn how to dance. And if we're going to really leave something here and make our mark and leave something here that really matters, then we've got to learn how to de-stress. The Bible tells us a story about the prodigal. The prodigal's father was in a stressful time. He had a child in rebellion. Hello? Child in rebellion caused you a lot of stress. This child became the note the father played. This child began the thing that ripped the father's heart. This child became the thing that was releasing stress into his heart, into his soul, into his being. But one day, the prodigal came to his senses and came home. And the father de-stressed. And here's what the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 15 and verse 25. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. That's loud dancing. He heard not only heard music and dancing. If you're going through a stressful time, find a place, find a break. Find some way to de-stress. Again, I encourage you to literally dance. I encourage you to do whatever that it is that your dance may be. Find out what it is that will shake you loose, clear you up, clean you up. Get the toxins out of your system. Get your mind straight and found again. Get your spirit built up and sharp again. You see, this is what we're talking about. And this is what God wants us to do. And what de-stressing does for us is turn our mourning into dancing. We sang that song earlier. When you learn to de-stress and learn to dance, it will turn your mourning into dancing. Here's what Psalms 30 verse 11 says, "Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing." It's a very personal thing. Thou hast turned for me, not for us. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, all the old stuff that's dirty and on me. Has turned my mourning into dancing. Thou hast taken off these sackcloths and girded me with gladness. How many want to be glad? How many want to be happy? Yeah, see. You can't let stress stop you. So I want to ask you today, what is it that is stressing you? What is it that's holding you back? What is it that has you gripped? What is it that's causing your life to play a primary note, a stress note? What song is your life playing? What's keeping you back in physical condition and in mental condition and emotional condition? What is stressing you, causing this poison to be released into you? Don't let it. Don't let it stop you from enjoying the life that God has for you. Learn to dance. Learn to de-stress. What is it that rips you and tears at you and causes you to stress? Don't allow it. Don't allow it to cause you to say things that you will regret and hit things that you wished you hadn't done or do things. De-stress. Learn to take time to dance. How many is going to do that? How many is going to find a way to find your dance and take time and learn to dance? Would you raise your hand if I'm talking to you? Amen. Would you give the Lord a shout and a hand clap? Amen.